On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
All right, so here are the things people like about this show. Number one, Jim, for obvious reasons, comes in distant first. But then...
absolute flog.
Back from there, Fat, what people tend to love enormously is the idiot file.
Yes.
And this is where you try and speak and it doesn't work.
Mm. A bit like sometimes when I'm on mute on the Zoomer here.
So not only can't you speak, but that it really sounds bad as well. What is that you're drinking, by the way?
Just have a little seven, Jim.
A little throwdown.
A little seven.
All right. Idiot file time. Rabbit hit it, please.
I can't believe it. The Triple M footy clangers, Jim. Thanks to our very good friends there at...
Amy.
Amy, Bill, yeah. The same sponsor we've had for that the whole way through the season.
That's right, yeah. See, this naughty, it just wouldn't do up.
Thank
to
you, Bill, yeah.
Or
yeah,
a robe.
Yeah, no, I know just, what you're saying, yeah.
Just kept falling apart.
Yep.
Even falling apart.
All right, what else have we got, Fat, in this glorious opener? That's it.
Well, that's it, Jim.
Right.
Because we've got a big show. We've got Nick Haynes.
Have we?
Yeah. We've got Mike Geyer.
Mark.
Might even have. There's something wrong with this audio, doesn't it? First of all, we will go to Sydney, who lives in Tassie.
Cindy.
Even a name, Cindy. Cindy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Hello,
yep.
Cindy.
Hello, how are we?
Whereabouts in Tassie? In Hobart or Lonnie?
Yeah, in Hobart. Yes, in Hobart, yes.
The bad news. My obese parrot died yesterday. Obese parrot died yesterday. Right. Listen up.
Followed in the next 15 seconds.
I'll tell you who was good. Longmire. Wasn't he? The coach of Freo.
Muir.
He just said, yeah, Muir. I love Zerha too. He just has a crack. Hey, the big forwards. Aaron McNaughton. And, or even Aaron Norton.
McNaughton.
My wife is pregnant, Jim.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is a joke, obviously. My wife is pregnant with a boy, Jim.
Pregnant.
Pregnant with a boy. And also Mitch Marsh, they tell us he was a very good footballer. Could have he got picked up by the Fremantle or the Eagles?
Well, that's a good one. That's an obsolete item in lockdown. That's your firstie. All right.
The next one is?
Second one?
The TAB. TAB, Jim. You know why? I love the camaraderie ship in there. We all get in there.
What are you wearing today, by the way? Are you going all Dan Andrews on us?
Who?
A North Face or whatever the hell he wears. What have you got?
When I do these countries, I like to bring my North Face jacket.
But it's not a North Face. What is it?
It's a cheaper one.
Does it say Moo Moo on the side of it?
It makes you look like the Michelin man.
It says Moo Moo.
Actually, it makes me look a lot bigger than I are. I agree with that.
They've got
a bit of soccer going on, Jim, at the minute.
Yes, yes.
The Allsvenskan Soccer League. The Häcken defeated the Varberg Boys 2-1. The North Copping defeated the Gothenburg.
That's actually Nyerköping.
Well, shut up. No one asked you, Rab. 3-1.
Yes.
And Sirius defeated Helsingborg 2-1. G'day, Mumpsy boy.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting during the Bucks' penultimate regular season game against the Wizards. And Portland's Damian.
Basil. Unusual for someone else to get pronunciations wrong, Fat.
Come on, Basil.
He's Australian through and through. Matty Delver. Jim.
Oh, Rabs. There's more.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Lebo?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but...
that was Matty Delavova. Now...
Yeah, that's him, yeah. Fat, I'm not sure this remote broadcasting helps you.
No, it doesn't help.
Like, when you're in studio, you're not good. But now that you're all the way down in Geelong, broadcasting out of your own pub, it's horrendously bad.
Well, it's good to see Basil in the idiot file. Poor old Basil got a run in the idiot file. He won't be happy with that, the mayor of Perth.
No, that'll be the highlight of his career, appearing in Bill's idiot file.